It's Tuesday, the day we read from your letters, emails, and blog comments. And last week we asked you for the truth about truth, and we got what we asked for. Some of your letters told tough tales of searching for honesty. Amy in Georgia wrote, "I don't really like brutal honesty, but I think life is much simpler if you just tell the truth. Last year, my husband of 20 years admitted to occasional infidelity throughout much of our marriage. Although it was devastating to hear at the time, I was glad that he finally told me the truth. We are still working through resolving this, but we are still together and have had some of our happiest times together since this came out." Ruth from Jacksonville found the truth was important by getting caught in what seemed like a harmless lie. "I met my husband in 1973 on the way home from a Mother's Day visit to Ohio. He was hitchhiking and I picked him up. We drove from Youngstown, Ohio to Baltimore, Maryland. Not knowing he would be my partner for life, I told my parents that I met him on the campus of Johns Hopkins University. It seemed like a less upsetting way to meet someone, particularly for my folks. Years went by, and one Christmas at a family gathering after we'd been married for 10 years, my cousin said loudly, 'Did you ever tell your parents how you really met Wayne?' I was forced to confess. My dad was hurt not by how we met, but because I'd lied to him for so long. Now he's gone. He died this year at the age of 89. I cringe whenever I think of it." Some people find that just omitting the truth is a problem. "I'm transgendered," writes Allison in Minnesota, "male to female, but my wife refuses to tell anyone we know. She will not even tell a trusted friend for support. We struggle with our situation, but not telling the truth is perhaps the most painful part because it prevents us from having complete trusting relationships with good friends." And we got a couple of letters complaining about an offhand comment one of our guests made about lawyers. "I was greatly chagrined to hear guest Brad Blanton, a clinical psychologist, say one instance when lying is acceptable is in the criminal justice system when, quote, lawyers lie because that's their job, unquote. As an attorney, I was greatly offended. It's not our job to lie. It's our job to hold the prosecution to their burden of proving guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. As licensed members of the bar, we are held to candor toward the tribunal, and suborning perjury is a crime. As a public defender, I take my duty of candor toward the court very seriously. Yes, some attorneys are less than ethical, but those unethical attorneys come in all stripes, not just criminal defense attorneys." Our segment on six-word memoirs did not stump our usually verbose listeners. We have 244 blog comments and still counting. That's 244 memoirs of Talk of the Nation listeners in six words. Here are a few that we did not get a chance to go on the air last week with. Hannah is studying for the bar exam. Here's her compact memoir, Drowning in Notes, Do Not Resuscitate. Nazli's memoir put a tough problem very concisely. Young Iranian physicist unemployed in America. A memoir from Ben reads like a short story. I wish I could tell them. And if you scroll down to the bottom of the blog, you'll see one that sums it up pretty well. Reading these, I know I'm human. That's from Jen. And we have one more bit of business to attend to. We'd like to welcome listeners to member station WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. All the more welcome because Wilmington is home to our friend and Talk of the Nation alumna, Megan Williams, now the public affairs reporter at WHQR. And hey, Megan, how you doing?
Hey, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. What's your six-word memoir?
Well, I thought I'd go with the spirit of being back on the show and say, public radio obsession early, never shaken.
How did WHQR decide to take Talk of the Nation?
Well, we actually did it in a very talk-ask fashion. We asked our listeners, we're a dual-format classical music and news station, asked our listeners, do you want to hear both hours of Talk of the Nation? Got hundreds of responses, and the majority said yes, absolutely. So now we're taking both hours of the show.
And what should people around the country know about Wilmington, North Carolina that they don't know already?
Well, first of all, that we're not in Delaware. Please stop assuming that. And then otherwise, we are on the vinegar side of the divide, so don't assume that all barbecue comes with tomato-based sauce on top. A lot of it comes with vinegar out here. And not all the surfers are in California. We've got a great surf culture out here on the North Carolina coast.
I understand you've taken up the sport since you've moved down there.
Yes, very badly, but I do love to do it.
Megan Williams, thanks so much for being with us, and good luck.
Thank you.
Megan Williams, direct from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. Come and visit. And as always, if you've got comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. Our address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name.